The topic of today's shiur is, I wrote 28, but after that I realized that it was 31. There's 31 different people mentioned in this week's parsha. Or maybe 32. Okay, anyway. The people mentioned, and then we'll see something and try to learn whatever we can about them. First thing of all, you have Adam and Chava, the first man and woman. You have Cain, and Cain is born together with a twin sister. Hevel is born with two twin sisters. Then we have Cain's family. Cain has a son, Chanoich, then Ido, then Mechuyoel, Mesushoel, and Lemech. Then we have Lemech marries two wives, Odo and Silo. We have of the two Lemech's children, we have if Rashi mentions why Lemech married two wives. In those days, they would marry one wife for beauty and one wife for children. And Odo was married for children, and Sila Lemech married for beauty. She ended up also having children. And then we have Yovel and Yuvel, the two sons of. Yes. Welcome. And I'm just going to mute everyone because of the noise. Don't hesitate to unmute yourself if you have a question. Going through first names. Okay, Rabbi, there are about 31, 32 people mentioned in this week's parsha. Rabbi, we have maybe we'll go through later more about them.
Hello, Rabbi.
We have Cain's whole family. We have then the family of Shase. Then we have at the end of the parsha, there's two angels, Shamchazoi and Azoil, who complain to Hashem that the human beings are not good, and Hashem says they should go down and see if they do better. And they came down as human beings, and they were worse than anybody. So that is basically the 31 or 32 people mentioned in this week's parsha. Now, going through as many as we're going to get to.
Rabbi Gordon?
Yes, please.
We can't see any notes on the screen. We can only see your file with all the files. We only see that screen. We don't have...
Okay, thank you for mentioning it. Thank you for mentioning it. Let me try again. Let me close it and start. I'm thinking how to do this now. Thank you for telling me this. Stop share, and we'll share again, and we'll see if it's going to work better. Share screen. Did I get it this time?
Yes, you did. Thank you.
Okay, thank you very much. I'm sorry that I went through the names without you being able to see them. But I'm not going to go through the names again. Maybe we'll go through them later in this year. But actually, I meanwhile lost the names of the participants. Okay, I got them now. Okay, starting with Adam Harishin. And we're going to start with a Gemara in Sanhedrin, which says about Adam Harishin, the day of Adam's creation. It says, Shteim Esrei Shois Havi Hayoim. The day is 12 hours, and Adam was created on the first Friday of creation over 12 hours. He says, Shori Shoina Hutzpar Aforoi. The first hour, which is 6 to 7 a.m., Hashem gathered together the earth from which Adam was created, which there are opinions that Adam is created from earth from all over the world, or from earth from the Mokem HaMizbeach, but Hashem gathered the earth from which he's going to create him. Shnia, the second hour, Nasa Goyim, he just made the general Goyim, the general raw material from which Adam is going to be made, but there's still no life at all. Shlishis, the third hour of the day, Nimtechu Eivorov, Hashem divided Adam HaRishon, had all the limbs created. So we have the full body there, but there's no life to it. It's quite interesting that all the other animals Hashem created in one moment, because it doesn't have to take Hashem any time. And yet Hashem decided to create Adam, man, very slowly. And this is because all to emphasize the importance of the human being. The whole world is created in general for human beings and specifically for Yidden, because it says, Bereishis bar elikim, Bereishis is bishvil, Yisrael u'bishvil ha-toyra, the whole creation is for Torah. So Hashem created Adam. So far we have over 4 hours. Chamishes, the fifth hour. Revish Nizraka by Neshama, the fourth hour, he gets a soul of life. Chamishes Amar al Raglav. The fifth hour, Adam was able to stand. So the, after the fourth hour, he's alive, but he's still lying. He doesn't, he's not able to get up. So basically, the creation of Adam was a five-hour process. Again, hour one, to gather the earth. Hour two, to make a form. Hour three, dividing into limbs. Hour four, to give him life. And hour five, to allow him to stand up. Shish is the sixth hour of that first Friday. Korah Shemais, Adam calls names for all the animals, which this is not just names arbitrarily called, but each one of them showed great wisdom because Adam was able to see with his wisdom in every animal which letters caused the creation of that particular animal. Shviyis, the seventh hour, Nizdavga Loi Chava, he was given Chava, he was, the Shidduch was arranged. Hashem created Chava, which is generally from a rib of Adam, or there's an opinion that says that Adam was created. Rashi also brings this, that he was in the front male and the back female, one side male, one side female, and then Hashem just cut it in half. Shminis, the eighth hour, Olu Lamito Shnaim, two went up on the bed, which is Adam and Chava, and the pregnancy was immediate. From the time that Chava became pregnant until the birth, the Yardu, by the time they got off the bed, there were Arba, there were four, which Tosfos brings, that means they got off, who are the four that got off the bed? Adam and Chava and Cain and his twin sister, because Cain was born with a twin sister. But the Tosfos says that Hevel was not born at that time, because it says Vatosef Lamedes. So there were two separate pregnancies, for a pregnancy for Cain and another pregnancy for Hevel. Exactly where does Hevel's pregnancy fit in? Is it also, it seems that it's also on the first day, but we don't have the exact hour of that. But then it says again, Vatosef Lamedes, she gave birth again, and Hevel was born with two twins, as it says in Bereishis Rabba, Tosfos brings, because it says Es Ochiv, Es Hevel. So by Cain, the words in the Chumash are, which Rashi brings this, I didn't quote the Rashis here, but Rashi brings this, that by Cain, the word Es is mentioned once, and by Hevel, the word Es is mentioned twice. Rashi, just to read a Rashi, which is not on my screen, Shloisha Esim Ribuyinim. It says Es Kayin, Es Ochiv, Es Hevel. Three times the word Es come to include. Melamesha Ta'ima Noelda Im Kayin, a twin sister was born with Kayin. Vim Hevel Noeldu Shnaim, and with Hevel were born two twins. That's why it says again, Vatosef, that she gave birth again, two separate pregnancies. Okay, going ahead now. Tishi is the ninth hour. Nitztava shalein lecho mino ilon. Adam is created not to eat from the Eitz Hadas, from the tree of knowledge. Asiris sarach, in the 10th hour he sinned, which is quite interesting that when he's given the commandment, don't eat from the Eitz Hadas until he blows it, is 1 hour. Achas esrei, the 11th hour, nidon, he was judged, and the decision was made that he's going to be thrown out of Gan Eden and death, etc., all the punishments that Adam was given for this. And shteim esrei nitrad v'halachlei, the 12th hour of that Friday, he was chased out of Gan Eden and he had to go. Shenemar, we have a pasuk in Tehillim, Adam bikar bal yolen, the man will not be able to spend the night in Gan Eden. He was chased out of Gan Eden right before Shabbos. Now, we have a medrash still finding some medrashim concerning Adam harishayin, the first man. Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Simon says, Roi hoya Adam harishayin shetinosein Torah al yodai. Adam was worthy that the Torah should be given through him. Ma tam, what's the reason? Where do we get it from? It says, Zeh sefer toldos Adam. This is the book for the children of Adam. So this book, this Torah, it should have been the Torah for all Adam's children, because he is created directly by Hashem, so he should be given the Torah. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem said, Yitzir Kapi, I created him with my own hands. This is the first human being I created. certainly this human being should be given the Torah. Should I not give it to him? Obviously, he should be given the Torah. And that was plan A until he sinned. Then Hashem goes back after Adam sinned. An hour later, and he ate from the Eitz Hadas, from the tree of knowledge. So Hashem says, I gave him six mitzvahs. Of the seven mitzvahs given to Noah, six of them were given to Adam. He couldn't even manage six mitzvahs. Am I going to give him the Torah with 613 mitzvahs? 248 positive commandments, 365 negative commandments. What chance does he got? He couldn't even manage seven, six. And now he quotes a pasuk in Iyov, Vayomer lo Adam, Hashem says to Adam, and the Medrash doesn't say what the pasuk is, but looking up the pasuk, because it's brought from Iyov, Perek Chofres, pasuk Chofres, says, Hein Yiras Hashem, hi Chochma, Visur Meirab Bina. What does that mean? Rash, that the fear of Hashem is wisdom, and going away from evil is understanding. Rashi says, Zu tzricha lazu. Wisdom needs fear of Hashem. Wisdom, understanding needs us to stay away from evil. Vein chochma yofa b'lo yira. If you only have knowledge and you don't have fear of Hashem, the knowledge is actually counterproductive. The more you know and you don't implement it, it actually gets worse. And therefore, if Adam doesn't have enough fear of Hashem not to eat from the Eitz Hadas, then it's better not to give him the Torah. Therefore, Loin lo Adam ani noisein, Hashem says, I am not going to give the Torah to Adam. Kiim lebonav, I'd rather give it to his sons. Shenamar, as it says, zes sefer toldois Adam, I will give this book. It should have been given, this Torah should have been given to Adam. But because Adam messed up and ate from the Eitz Hadas, it'll be given instead to his children. Then the Gemara goes, the Medrash goes on to say, Reb Yaakov of Karchonin says, Roy hoya Adam arishin sheyamdu mimenu yud beis shvatim. Adam should have had 12 tribes. He should have had 12 sons from which 12 tribes should come. My time, what's the reason? Where do we get it from the Chumash? It says, Ze sefer toldos Adam. This is the book of the children of Adam. And the word Ze, Zayin He, is the gematria of 12. Zion is 7 and Hay is 5. Omar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem says, Shnei Bonim Nosati Li, I gave him two sons. Ve'omad Echad V'horag Eschaveda. He couldn't even train. He couldn't educate two sons. His two sons, one killed the other. What am I going to give him 12 sons? Who knows what they're going to do to each other? Ve'heyach Ani Noisin Li Shnei Mosar Shvatim. Am I going to give him 12 tribes? And that's why we go back to this pasuk in Iyov, Vayoymer lo Adam, and Hashem says to Adam, and again, that he's missing, yes, it's not worthwhile for you to have 12 sons. Better not to have it. Loy lo Adam ani noisin, I'm not going to give Adam these 12 sons. Elo lebonov, shenemar again, zeh sefer toldos Adam. Instead of giving 12 tribes to Adam, we will find a descendant of his, Yaakov, to whom we will give these 12 tribes. Minyan Zeh, the gematria of the word Zeh, Zion Hey, which Zion is Shiva, is 7, and Hey is Chamisha, 5, Hare Yud Beis. So both the Torah will be given to his descendants, the 12 tribes will be given to his descendants. Still on Adam Harishon, on the first man, the Medrash Sheikhar Toiv, which is also known as Medrash Tehillim, where he brings on the chapter in Tehillim, chapter 92. Mizmer Shir LeYom HaShabbos, a special song that he sang for Shabbos. This song that was singing for Shabbos is a song going back to Adam Harishon. Shleishim Shabbay Afela, that the first Shabbos, there was no dark. V'chein at Meitze B'chol Yom V'yom, as you go through the story of creation, we just read it yesterday, Simchas Torah in Shul, and everybody read each pasuk, V'yihyere V'yivayker Yom Echad, Vayyera Vayyvaker Yoim Sheni. So by every day it says Vayyera Vayyvaker. Ubishabbos Loiksiv Erev. By Shabbos there's no mention of evening. because the first Shabbos had no night. Amar Reb Levi Bar Nazra, Shloishim v'sheish shois haya yoim erev Shabbos v'leinli shaya beiker v'Shabbos atzma. That first Friday, and then the whole Friday night was light, and the whole Shabbos day. So there was a consecutive 36 hours of light. The sun never set that Shabbos. Kivin shera, or in any case, there was 36 hours of light, because some say it's got to do with the sun, and some say it has to do with the light from the first day of creation, the oir that Hashem created the first day of creation, before the sun and the moon. It was that light that shined for 36 hours. Kivin shera adam meitze Shabbos im dimdume chama. It came meitze Shabbos. It came the end of Shabbos, and the sun set. Umaschil hachayshech lovay, and the darkness came, and it got darker and darker. Hischil adam teifeach al ponav. Adam begins banging his face. Vayimer, and he said, Oy li, woe is to me. Shema zesh amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem told me when I ate from the Eitz Hadas, Hashem said, Hu Yishuf Choroish. He is going to strike your head and you will strike his heel, that the person will bang the snake's head and the snake's going to bite your heel. They're going to get each other. So maybe this war with the snake that I'm destined to have, which we're both going to fall in this war, who may be a yaksha. Maybe this darkness is because the snake is going to come and I won't see what's going on and I'll step on him and he'll bite me. Shenemar, as it says, Adam says, Ach choyshech yishufeini. This is in Tehillim 139. The darkness is darkening the world on me. It's getting darker and darker. V'haya yoshev u'maharer b'liba. He was thinking in his heart, Shema yovei hanochash. Maybe the snake is going to come. The snake's been out to get me the whole time. As it mentions in other midrashim, that the snake was jealous, wanted to marry Chava, was jealous of Adam. And in it, Shema yovei hanochash shehita isi b'erev Shabbos. Maybe the snake that tricked me on Erev Shabbos will come. V'yishufeni okev, and he will bite my heel. Nishtalech loy amud eish. Hashem sent a pillar of fire, lahoyer loy, to light up for him. U'lishamroi mikol ra, to guard him from evil. He had fire, he was able to see something. Ro amud ha'esh, Adam saw this pillar of fire. V'samach b'liba, he rejoiced. V'yomar, and he said, Achshav ani yodea shahamokim imi. Now I know that Hashem is with me. U'beirach b'ire ma'ire ha'esh. Adam now made a bracha, b'ire ma'ire ha'esh. That first Meitzei Shabbos. When he moved his hand away from the fire, he put his hand near the fire to say the bracha on Meitzei Shabbos, and then Adam moves his hand away from the fire. Omar, he said, now I know that there's a separation between the holy day of Shabbos and the weekdays. We shouldn't have fire on Shabbos. And this other made a second bracha, Baruch Hamavdil ben Kodesh L'chol. So Adam made the first bracha he made was Beirei Meirei Yoesh, that Hashem created the fire. And the second bracha, the difference between the Shabbos, which is holy, and the Sunday, which is a weekday. So according to the first opinion in this medrash, Hashem made a pillar of fire for Adam. V'yeishayimanim shezimen le'akadosh baruch hu shnei avonim. Some says Hashem brought two stones. He made him get the two stones. And there's a whole thing in Medrash which two stones they are. I'm not going to go into it. He took the two stones. He rubbed them against each other. And fire came out from these two stones. And then he made Havdalah. And then he said, therefore, on Meitzei Shabbos, we make Havdalah, and when we make Havdalah, we make a bracha on the fire, on the candle, on the Havdalah candle, b'yirei ma'yirei ha'esh. A gemara in Psachim, still continuing with Adam Arishin, the first man, Rabbi Shuben Levi says, Hashem told Adam as a punishment for eating from the Eitz Hadas, v'koitz v'dardar tatzmiachlo. When you will plant, instead of growing all these wonderful fruit and vegetables, these wonderful trees, instead you're going to get thorns, which means that what's he going to have to eat? Now Adam is going to have to eat thorns like the animals. Zolku ein of the mois. Adam started crying because till now he had these wonderful fruit and vegetables to eat. Amar lefanav, he says before him, Ribbono shel olam, ani v'chamayri noichal be'evos echad. I and the donkey are going to have to eat from the same food because the donkey eats grass and thorns. That's all he eats. And I'm going to eat the same rubbish? Kivan shamar lo, Hashem told him, no. B'zeyas hapecha teichal lechem. You will be able to, with sweat, with a lot of effort, you'll be able to prepare bread. Yes, the donkey will not put in effort. He will just eat the thorns or the grass, and you will get bread, but you'll have to work hard. Niskarad odaita, he felt better. Now coming to Chava, it says in the Medrash that the snake, of course, comes to Chava, and Chava says to the snake, Umipri eitz hagan asher mipri eitz asher b'sayich hagan, that Hashem told us. The snake came and asked about the eitz hadas, and Hashem and Chava says, from the fruit of the tree, we're not allowed to eat it and we're not allowed to touch it. Now Chava made a mistake because Hashem said, don't eat from it. Chava says, Hashem said, don't touch it. Hadohu, this is what it says. The Hadohu diksiv, this is what it says, a pasuk in Mishlei. Al toisef al devara, don't add on to the words of Hashem. Hashem said, don't eat from the Eitz Hadas. The day you eat it, you'll die. Because if by adding to Hashem's words and saying the day you touch it, you're going to die, pen yechiyach b'cha, he will prove to you that you will touch it and you won't die. V'nichsavta, and you'll be proven to have been a liar, and then he'll motivate you to eat from it. So by adding on to the words of Hashem, instead of making it stricter, it actually caused it to backfire. Toni rebchia shalitases hageder yoyser min ho'ikar. Don't make the fence. There is a concept of making a fence around the Torah. But it's important when you have rabbinic law, you have to know what is the Torah law and what is the rabbinic law. Let's say there's a Torah prohibition to eat meat and milk, and there's a rabbinic prohibition to eat chicken and milk. Don't say the chicken and milk is a Torah prohibition. Shalitases hagoder yoyser min ho'ikar. Don't make the fence more than the main thing. Shalayipo, because if you make the fence more important than the main thing and the fence will fall, v'yikseis hanatiyos, he'll end up cutting the main trees. You'll destroy the trees which we were trying to protect. Kach omar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem said, the day that you eat from it, you will die. She doesn't say this. She said, Hashem said, don't eat from it and don't touch it. The day you touch it, you will die. That's what Chava said to the snake. When the snake sees Chava going in front of the tree, in front of the Eitz Hadas, notla, he took her, he pushed her on the Eitz Hadas, and she ends up touching the tree. Oh my Lord, the snake says to Chava, holy me, says, you didn't die. Look, you see, God told you it's rubbish. God said, the day you touch the tree, you will die. You didn't die. Just like you didn't die when you touched it, you got nothing to worry about. You won't die if you touch it. Only God knows that the day you eat from it, you will be like God, knowing good and bad. God is trying to protect himself. And then Chava ate from the Eitz Hadas, and that's how they got into trouble. Another medrash about Adam and Chava. Adam was brought all the animals and he gave names to all the animals. So originally Adam saw the dog, the cat, etc. Then Chazar v'hevir lefanav zugos. Hashem brought him all the animals as they're married to each other. There's the male dog with the female dog, the male cat with the female cat. And Adam sees that all the animals are married. Omar, Adam says, l'kol yesh ben zug. Every single animal has a partner. There's a male dog and a female dog, a male cat and a female cat. But v'li ein ben zug, I don't have a shidduch. I need a shidduch. I don't have a partner. Ul Adam le'matza ezer kenegda. He doesn't find a partner there. and none of the animals are suitable. Adam sees these animals and it's totally unsuitable for him to marry one of these animals. So Esmoha, there's an amazing question. How come Hashem did this? Every animal he created with his male and female. And Adam, he created the male without the female. Why didn't Hashem originally create humans, male and female? Hashem saw that Adam at some point is going to complain. When he eats from the Eitz Hadas, he says, it's all the wife's fault. You gave me this wife. I never needed this wife. You gave me this wife. I shouldn't have had it. That's why Hashem didn't create this wife. Says Hashem, please give me a partner, a female partner. So Hashem, you asked for a wife, okay. When Adam asks for a wife, then Hashem makes him fall asleep and Hashem gives him his wife. And then Adam has no right, he can't complain. You asked for it. Now we come to the story of Cain and Hevel. And there's many midrashim on the arguments, on the fight between Cain and Hevel. We'll start from the Bereishis Rabba, which is Medrash Rabba. Vayomer Cain el Hevel, if Cain said to Hevel, Vayehibi Yosem, they're in the field, and Cain kills Hevel. It's quite clear that before he killed him, there was discussion. There were arguments. Alma hoyu midainim. What were the arguments between Cain and Hevel that caused this big fight? So we have many opinions in the Midrashim. Amru, they said, Bayu v'nachlik es oilam, let's divide the world. Echad notal akarkois, one, which would be Cain, will take all the land. Ve'echad notal amsamataltum, Hevel will take all the movable things. Dain Omar, so now they start arguing. This guy says, Arodat kayim aladidi. Hey, you're on my land. I own the land. The real estate is mine. You're on my real estate. Get off my real estate. And I own the whole globe. The Dain Omar, and this one says, Madat lovishdidi. Your clothing is mine. Give me your clothing. Dain Omar, this one says, Chalait, take off your clothing. They're mine. The Dain Omar, and this one says, get off the ground. Fly. The Dain Omar Prach. They started arguing. Miyad immediately. Vayakam Cain el Hevel locked it by Yahar Geu. Cain took Hevel and killed him. Got up on Hevel and killed him. Rabbi Yeshua the Siknin says this issue is not over the real estate or the movables. They both got real estate. They both got movables. Al Mehoyu Medainim. What was the argument? The question is: there's going to be a Beis Hamikdash. In whose property will we build the Beis Hamikdash? Ze Oimer Bitchumi Beis Hamikdash Nivne. Cain says, I want the Beis HaMikdash in my property. And this one says, B'tchumi Beis HaMikdash Nivne. I want the Beis HaMikdash built in my property. As it says, V'yi B'yaysam Basadeh. They were in the field when they were arguing. And the field refers to the Beis HaMikdash, as we have a pasuk in Micha, Tzion Sadeh Techoresh. Tzion will be plowed like a field. So because of that, V'yakam Cain el Hevel Ochiv, Cain got up against Hevel and killed him. Rab Huna, and they were skipping a few pieces of the Medrash, that's those dots. Rab Huna says, to Oima Yiseira Noildo Im Hevel. Hevel was born with two twins, and Cain was born with one twin. So the question is, there's two males and three females. So one of them gets two wives. Which one has a right for two wives? Ze Oima, Cain says, Hani Noitla, the extra wife is mine. Shani Bechoyr, I'm the older. Ze Oima, and Hevel says, no. Aninaitla, I take her. Shanoel Daimi, she's my twin. She was born with me. Because of this, by Yochum Cain got up and killed Hevel. Now we have more details on the fight between Cain and Hevel. Amar Ab Yochanan Hevel Hoyagibar Mi Cain. Hevel was stronger than Cain. In a straight, fair battle, Hevel would win. Shane Talmud Lamer by Yochum, it says Cain got up. El Malame Shayanosan Tachtav. Hevel put Cain down on the ground. Hevel was about to give it to Cain, and he was on top of Cain. Omar loy, he said, Shneinu ba'ilam, we're both in this world. Ma'at ha'ilich va'imer la'abba. What are you going to go tell our father? So Hevel is about to kill Cain. And Cain says, what are you going to tell our father? Where am I? Nismaleo l'vrachamim. Hevel had mercy. And Hevel was on top of Cain. He had mercy and he let him go. As soon as Hevel got off Cain, Miyad Amadol of Cain stood up and got on top of Hevel. Baharogayim killed him. Min Tamon Inun Omnin. From this story, they say, Tav Lebish Loi Savid. Don't do good things to a bad person. There's a bad person who's out to kill you. Don't be kind to him, because if you're going to be kind to him, you're just hurting yourself. You have now in Eretz Yisrael many people, the kindness that you're trying to do to enemies, all the peace and everything, it actually backfires. Tav Lebish Loi Savid. Don't do good to the bad person. And then bad won't come on you. Now it says, Vayahargehu, and he killed him. Cain killed Hevel. B'meharogai. How did he kill him? So we have different opinions. And Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel says, B'kona harogai. He killed him with a reed which cut. As it says, V'yelad l'chaburosi. Chaburos is something that Dover Shah is a chaburos, something that makes a wound, which is a reed. And Rabbanon say, Be'evan harogai. He threw a rock on him. As it says, ki ish harakti in lepitzi, the word something that makes psoim, which a rock makes a petza. Now, Rabbi Azariah and Rabbi Yonason bring that Cain saw, he saw that his father made a carbon, and he saw his father shechted a carbon. Meheichon shachat oviv oisei apar. Adam Arishon made a carbon, as it says, v'sitav l'Hashem mishoir par. It will be, Hashem will prefer this carbon to the first ox that was brought as a carbon by Adam HaRishon. So Hevel watched his father, Cain watched his father bringing the carbon, and from there he killed him. Mokim HaTzavar, the place of the neck, Mokim HaSimonim, the place of the Simonim, which is the windpipe and the food pipe. Umikvare, who buried Hevel? Rabbi Lazar ben Pedos says, it is Oifais HaShamayim, the birds and the animals buried him. And Hashem gave them reward. And there's two special brachas that we make when we shecht an animal or a bird. First, we make a bracha for the shechita and one for the kisei adam, the covering the blood. And this is in the merit of the fact that the animals buried Hevel. The Medrash Tanchuma brings, by Yovi Kain Mipri Ha'adamah, there was Cain and Hevel both brought a carbon. Cain brought from the fruit of the land, from the min meiser macholi. Cain took of all the food, of all his food, the low stuff, the reject food, the leftover, that which he didn't want to eat. V'rabbanan omri zera pishton hoya. He brought flax, which is brought actually, we're soon going to see, that's why we have a prohibition of shatnas, because Cain had flax and Hevel had wool. And Hevel havi gam humi b'chayri s'ayinu mechalbeim, from the best of his sheep, which is the wool of the sheep. Lefichach nesar semeru pishtim. That's why there is a prohibition. Don't wear shatnas. Don't wear a garment of wool and linen. Because the fight between Cain and Hevel began from this carbon, which Cain had a carbon of linen, and Hevel had a carbon of wool. Shenemar leisilba shatnas. Don't wear shatnez. And Hashem says, "Ein edin sheyis arev minchas chayte u minchas hazakai." We shouldn't mix the gift brought by the sinner with the gift brought by the innocent person. The linen, which was brought by Cain, who was guilty, together with the wool brought by Hevel, who was innocent, lefichach nesar. That's why it's prohibited. This Medrash Tanchum also now speaks about the details of the argument by Yemer Cain and Hevel. Okay, what did he say? He said, let's divide the world and I'll take double. So Hevel said, okay, fine. So Cain says, if so, im Cain ani neitel yesral chelki makoim shenis kamo by karbona. I want the place where your carbon was brought. Cain and Hevel brought their karbonis in the place of the Beis HaMikdash. As we're soon going to see, that their father had told them that it's Pesach and the Jews are going to go to the Mokem HaMikdash and bring a carbon. So they both brought their carbon in the Mokem HaMikdash. And it was in the Mokem HaMikdash, in this holy spot, that Cain's carbon was rejected and Hevel's carbon was accepted. And that's why Cain said, I want to have this place where that's where God accepted your gift, and I couldn't deal with that. So not al hevel tzainai v'kain. One second. We're up to Amar lehevel loy titel. Don't take it. And this was the cause of al dover zenot al tatame name. The argument was over the place of the Beis Hamikdash where hevel's carbon was accepted, as it says vayehi b'yosam basade. They were in the sade. It was over the spot of the Beis Hamikdash that the argument was, because we have another pasuk. Tziyon sade techarish. Tziyon, the place of the Beis Hamikdash, will be plowed like a field. The Yeshayimim, some say that it was Cain who told Hevel, let's divide the world. And he said, fine. Hevel takes his sheep and Cain the land. And they made up that nobody should have anything against the other one. Hevel takes his sheep and he starts pasturing the sheep. And Cain is chasing him from one hill to the other because he said, get your sheep off my land. Till they grabbed each other. And Hevel, the first tug of war, Hevel won over Cain. Cain fell and Hevel was on top. Cain, when Cain saw this, he started crying, Hevel, Hevel, my brother. Please, Hevel, my brother. You know, Cain had been trying to chase him off the real estate of the whole world. He says, Hevel, please have mercy on me. Don't be bad to me. V'richimol of Hevel had mercy. V'nichay and Cain got off him. V'amad v'haragay, and then Cain went and killed Hevel. As it says, v'yokam Cain. And the word v'yokam Cain miklal shenofel. He had fallen. Kivan shaharagay, after Cain kills Hevel, he says, evrach mipnei avi v'imi, let me run away from my parents. Shein mevakshin oisay elami meni. But my parents are going to ask me, where is Hevel? What am I going to say? So better I should run away. Shein echad v'olam el anivahu, there's no other human beings. Immediately Hashem appears to Cain and he says, you're going to run away from your parents. You could run away from your parents. You can run away, your parents will never find you and they'll never know what happened to Hevel. But from me you can't run away. Shenemar, as it says, as a person going to hide, it was impossible to hide and God is not going to see him. He says, and Hashem says, "Hey, Hevel Achicha, where is Hevel your brother? Hevel was your brother. What do you mean your brother? Hevel acted brotherly to you. Vai loy wo sharichem alecha. What a mistake he made that he had mercy on you. V'loy haragcha. And he didn't kill you. He had mercy. He didn't kill you. Kishana falta tachtav. When you fell underneath him, when he was on top, he didn't kill you. V'yato amadita, and you got up, v'raktois, and killed him. How did he kill him? So this medrash is different to the previous one. It says, he made chaburis. He was making, wounding him in a lot of places. His hands and feet. He didn't know how to kill him till he came to the neck. Until he killed him. Kivin Shamarle HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and Hashem says, hey, Hevel Achicha, where is Hevel? So what does Cain say? Amar Lai, Cain says, you're asking me, where is Hevel? Lo yadati, I don't know. Cain thinks that God doesn't see. Hashemer ochi anoichi, do I guard my brother? Ata hu shemer kol habriyos. You guard all the creations. Vata mevakshe miyadi. You're asking me? Marshal lemad davar daima, what is this compared? There's a ganav who robbed at night and he wasn't caught. In the morning, at the door, they catch him. And the guard of the door says, why do you steal these things? So he says, what do you mean, why did I steal it? Ani ganavoy anachtem nasi. My job is to steal. I'm doing my job. But your job is to guard the door. Lama hinachtem nasecha. Why are you giving up your job? You're asking me where the vessels are. You're the guard. You have to know where it is. Why are you asking me where the vessels are? So Cain says the same thing. He says, "Ani orakti." I say, "I killed him, but it's your fault, Hashem." Barasa bi yetsahara, Hashem. This yetsahara, this motive that I had, my desire to kill him, all the friction between us. Who caused all this friction? God, it was you that did it. At the shemer esakoyel, you guard everybody. V'li hinachta, I say, "Harga." You allowed me to kill him. You could have made me not have that urge to kill him. You could have prevented him from dying. And also, you also killed him because of Shekilu Kibalta Karboni Kimaisi. So first of all, God, on three accounts, you're guilty. You gave me the urge to kill him. You made that he physically got killed. And you accepted his carbon and not mine. You caused the whole jealousy between us was caused by God. Ilu kibalta karboni kimaisi. If you would have accepted my carbon like his, I never would have been jealous. So God, on three accounts, you're guilty. Miyad Heshiva, Hashem answered him. Meo Sisa, what have you done? Kail de Meo Chichat Sayakim. The voice of the bloods of your brother are crying. From here we learn that he made psiyos, psiyos, many wounds, chaburis, chaburis. He goes on, soyakim may lie, they're screaming to me. The bloods are screaming to me, God says. Two people had a fight, one killed the other, and there was a third person who didn't separate them. Who's everybody going to complain? Everybody's going to complain. The one who saw the fight, how come you didn't separate them? So God says, all the complaints for the killing of Cain, everybody's complaining why I, they're all complaining that God did the killing of Abel. God allowed it. How come God didn't separate them? Who is everybody going to talk against? Not on the third one. The third person who was there, who was calm, who could have easily separated them. And that's why it says, Sayakin Eli, they're screaming, the bloods of your brother are calling to me. Sayakin Eli, they're screaming on me that God, everybody says it's God's fault that Hevel got killed. Cain says, I had no idea that what I did was going to kill him. I never saw a person being killed. Did I know? I threw a rock at his head. How am I supposed to know it's going to kill? Hashem tells him, you're cursed from the land. You'll work the land. It won't grow anything for you. Omar Lefanov, Sakayin says to Hashem, Ribbono Shel Olam, the master of the world, what's going on here? How do you know that I killed Hevel? Yesh lechad ben latoyin. You got a group of tattletales. Shemal shinim esadim lefanecha. You weren't even there when I killed him. How do you know that I killed him? You got tattletales inspectors. Ovivimi hadayim bonitz. My father and the world are on planet Earth. Veinam yoidim shani haraktiv. My own parents don't know that I killed him. And ata bashamayim. You're much further. My parents live on planet Earth. And they know that I killed him. You live in heaven. How do you know I killed him? Omar lois, Hashem tells Cain, Shaita, you idiot. I tolerate, I look after the whole world. As it says, Ani Asisi, I made the world. Ani Yes, I carry the world. Ani Yes, Baba Mali, look after. I bear and deal with the whole world. So what do you mean, how do I know? So Cain says, what? You deal with the burden of the whole world. You tolerate all the failings of the whole world. You can't deal with my sin. You say the whole world is full of problems and you deal with all of it. Can't you deal with the fact that I have a problem? I killed. Yes, I did kill. I'm jealous. I was hurt. I killed. God, you cannot deal with my sin. You say that you carry all the burdens of the world. You can't deal with the burden of my sin. Amar loy, Hashem says to Cain, Hayo v'haydeisa v'asisa teshuva. Now that you're doing teshuva, in other words, till now, Cain was arguing, how do you know it's not my fault? Now Cain is accepting, yes, it is my fault, but Hashem, you can't deal with my sin. So Hashem says, because you did teshuva, say you gleim in amokim hazeh, your cleansing will be that you will be exiled, as it says, Vayetze Kain milifnei Hashem. Kain went out from before Hashem and he sat in the land of Naim. Wherever Kain would go, the land would shake. Haysaretz mizdazas mitachlo. And the animals, the chayos ubehemos, would shake and they would say to each other, you know who this guy is? This is Kain harag hevel achiv. This is the Kain who killed his brother. And Hashem decreed he has to wander through the land. And the animals would say, let's go and eat up this kine. All the animals were coming to attack Cain. Let's eat him up because he killed his brother. At that time, Cain sees he's in big trouble. All the animals are trying to eat him. Zol Gawain of Demois, he's crying. Omar, and he says, how can I run away from your wind? How can I run away from you? God, I'm in trouble. I did this crime. I'm in trouble. How can I get away? I go up to the heaven, you're there. I go to the greatest depth. I get to the morning wings. I go to the end of the sea. Not going to help me. How can I run away? God, I'm in trouble. Because wherever I go, you're going to find me. Gamsham yodcha tanfeini, your hand is going to get me. Besechazeini yeminecha, I can't get away. We have now, running late, but we have now a Pirkei d'Rabbi Eliezer who brings about the general, the beginning. Cain married his own twin. Hevel was going to marry his own twin. It says for marrying a twin is a terrible sin, but it says ki amarti oylam chesed yibane, that Hashem said this brother marrying a sister is called chesed, and Hashem said the world will be based on the creation of the world will be based on chesed. Just to go through the Pirkei d'Rabbi Eliezer, who also mentions about shatnas being because of Cain and Hevel, he has here Reb Tzadik says there was a big jealousy with Cain because he accepted Hevel's mincha, and also that Hevel had a more beautiful wife. So Cain said, let me kill Hevel and take his wife. Yeah. Then he brings here Rabbi Yochanan and says, Cain didn't know that Hashem knows the secrets. So he tried to hide Hevel's dead body. So Hashem says, where is Hevel's body? So Cain says, you put me, am I the guard of all the fields? So Hashem says, Harotzachta gam yirashta, have you killed him and now you also want to inherit his body? The bloods of your brother are crying to me. Cain hears this and he gets all frightened. He says, Cain says, Pirkei d'Rabbi Eliezer brings this, Ribbono Olam, master of the world, is my sin too great for you to deal with? You cannot, no atonement? There's no teshuva for me? So Hashem took a letter from the 22 letters of the Torah and he put it on Cain's arm that he shouldn't be killed. And Hashem took this letter of the dog that was guarding Hevel's sheep, now was guarding Cain from all the animals. Okay, he brings here the Pirkei d'Rabbi Eliezer, they didn't know what to do with Hevel's body. And they saw a raven, one raven, that is another raven died and he buried him. So he said, I should learn from the raven. And because of this, Hashem gives reward to the ravens. What is the reward to the ravens? That when ravens give birth, the babies are white and the parents are black and they run away. They think that these are not their kids. And Hashem looks after the young ravens and gives them the food. Okay, the only other names I want to go through is the Adam and Chava later have, it's 130 years later, a son, Shase. Shase is considered one of the Shiva Roim, one of the seven tzaddikim in the world. It says, V'chol asher yaseh yatzliach. That refers to Shase. You have the beginning of Tehillim about Ashrei Ha'ish Asher Le'olah. Batzas Rishoyim, happy is the man who didn't go in the ways of the wicked, who wants to study Torah. And according to the Medrash Tehillim, this all refers to Shase. We have Enosh, who is the first one that Rambam brings. It says actually, Oz Huchan Likrei B'Shem Hashem, that Enosh introduced idol worship, he is the one that Rambam says, has a whole discussion how Enosh got to idol worship. The Rambam says in the days of Enosh, people made a big mistake and they thought since Hashem created the stars and the planets and they serve Hashem, so we should give them honor and Hashem wants us to honor them. So Enosh suggested that we should honor the sun and the moon and the stars, and it was all a way of honoring Hashem, but this later led to idol worship, which is why in the generation of Enosh, there was a flood that flooded a third of the world, and etc. Now we have later tzaddikim mentioned in the Seder, Chanoich Misushelach, the flood was delayed 7 days because of Misushelach. Chanoich was one of the people who went into Gan Eden alive. Okay, it is, we'll leave it at this. If any questions, comments,